Good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone and boy, what a day we got for you in the world of sports here on the Attack. World Series over. We've got three guests coming up over the course of the day, starting with Jordan Klepper from Comedy Central right out of the break, and we'll have a lot of fun with him as he has solved all the world's problems, but in a humorous way. So we will have a conversation with him. And Astros rule the world. Dodgers go home limping. And, that's the way it goes sometimes. Welcome to the world of sports. So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. You can get us all over the place. And whether you're listening somewhere in another city and you're listening to one of our great affiliates all around the country, or you're listening on the American Forces Radio Network, it's there for you. And best way to go about it, unless you're sitting there in your car and you can listen in Sirius when you're doing that, is one of your devices. Use the device, use the laptop, use the Android, use the iPhone, sit at your desk, use the tablet, whatever the circumstances are. That's a beautiful thing. And of course, whether or not it's go to the beach, go to the park, walk the dog, jog, whatever the circumstances are, like I told you, since I'm back in the old neighborhood. It's kind of fun to see the evolution of it. Man, it's funny. Down here, because I'm, like I said, I'm pretty close to the water, and it's a little bit of an isolated area. We never really had that many kids that were trick-or-treating. And man, we had more kids come out and trick-or-treat. It was cool. It truly was. Little kids in princess costumes and Batman and superheroes and all that kind of good stuff. Well, let me tell you about the real superheroes. That's the American Forces. That's the guys and the girls that protect us. They listen to us on the American Forces Radio Network. They're out there each and every day protecting our six. If you see one of them, thank them. Buy them a cup of coffee. Buy them lunch. Do something nice. And then be on your way, because they're running towards it while we're running away from it. Let's tap out. We'll be back. Jordan Klepper, right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Walgreens has good news for everyone who uses Medicare Part B for diabetes testing supplies. We've got your back, or in this case, your test strips. Walgreens accepts Medicare assignment and full coverage supplemental insurance, so you'll pay as low as $0 out of pocket, which is the same as mail order. Pick up the medications you rely on and save on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
The Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and Jordan, I'm going to do my best radio voice here, so bear with me for a second. In a TV news landscape where it's impossible to know who to trust, one man rises above the partisan hackery of the mainstream media to bring in the only truth that matters, his. From the fringe-friendly mind of Jordan Klepper, this is The Opposition.
Ooh, I would watch that.
Yeah, I would too. I would too. Thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate the couple minutes. We'll talk to you down the line, okay?
Of course, great.
All right. So you got a brand new show coming out, and it's The Opposition with Jordan Klepper, which it's kind of a hybrid of another show, which we'll let you talk about. But you've been all over the map on Comedy Central, and you got your chops in various different places. And talk to us a little bit.
Yeah, I was a Chicago guy, and I came out to New York City, and I found myself after a few years landing at The Daily Show, which was sort of a dream job for me. I got to work with Jon Stewart for a couple of years and be a correspondent on the show with a lot of other great performers, and then start working with Trevor Noah, which was amazing, and we started building kind of The Daily Show with him as well. And then from that, started doing more stuff at Comedy Central and kind of spun into the show after The Daily Show, The Opposition, where we wanted to kind of create, in the mold of what The Daily Show does, which is obviously news satire and whatnot, it was like I wanted to create sort of a companion piece that echoed a little bit more of a character, a little bit more of these fringe news sites. So I play this sort of heightened anti-establishment, anti-reality, pro-himself character who hosts a show, who just tries to take down anything that other people see as sacred.
Yeah, well, I like that assessment, and it's fun to watch. And, you know, I have my opinions about some of the guys that do political satire. Some are better at it than others, but with the people that you have worked with, you certainly have laid the groundwork for a solid foundation for a terrific show. So you have solved all the world's problems. That's pretty obvious.
Right.
What have you found as the biggest challenges to solving said problems?
Solving the world's problems? I mean, you know, the world's problems, solving them are pretty easy. You could do it in a snap. I mean, I think I did a whole special for Comedy Central called Jordan Klepper Solves Guns, which is a little tongue-in-cheek. It was not quite as easy as I thought. I probably needed longer than an hour to do it. But what I quickly found out in doing that special, like, I'm somebody who comes from a left perspective, but I grew up in Michigan, where I have a lot of gun owners in my family, a lot of people who are from the right, and I was realizing that, like, this gun debate in and of itself was getting really distorted, and there was a lot more middle ground. And I think in doing that special, it was really great to start to talk to people and see who was controlling the conversation and who wasn't. And I think you start to see that in other issues as well, and it's sad. In doing a show like The Opposition, where we are dealing with the news of the day, you're seeing how polarizing everything gets. Everything is so political, and you're either for or you're against something. You're either pro-Trump or anti-Trump nowadays, and what gets lost is a little bit of that nuance in the middle. And I think if we're going to solve any of these problems, big or small, a lot of those answers are right there in the middle.
Well, I agree with you, and, you know, for all the vitriol that goes back and forth, I think if you want him to fail, then basically you're not giving the guy a fair chance. But on the other side of the coin, if you disagree with his policies, then go after him full bore. You know, I have no issues with that, but, you know, keep it real.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, you know, this is, for a lot of people, this whole presidency has really put all of the focus on the executive branch and where we are as a country. And I think, you know, whatever side you're on, I think you said it right there, that I want this man to do well. For dear Lord, there's so many issues that this country is dealing with day in and day out, and it feels so divisive right now. It feels dangerous, and we see what's happening internationally. It's like, I want smart people in that office. I want smart people moving forward. I think we need smart people being critical of things that we think are overstepping our bounds. But in the end, Americans need to pull together to make smart decisions.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. So I'll throw this one at you, and it's not going to be a softball. It's going to be a hardball.
Ooh.
Do you think Hillary Clinton was smart enough to do the job?
Smart enough? Yes, I do. I think, like, you know, I did like Hillary Clinton. I had my issues with Hillary Clinton for sure. I would say, but it's one of my issues with her was not her her academic capability. I think when I watched her Benghazi hearing, there were lots of issues with Benghazi and lots of things you could be critical of for sure. But when I watched her getting grilled on the floor for like 10 or 11 hours straight, she had such a command of that issue and an ability to articulate both her side, stand up to fire, and push back in a way that I was like, that person can be in that seat. I think she can handle this. Now, again, policies and what have you, we can debate all of that. But as far as somebody who is prepared to handle things, I think that was one of her strongest qualities.
Yeah, the reason why I asked it in that way is because I agree with you. I thought she handled herself well in sitting in the seat. Where I had issues with her is if she ran the country the way she ran her campaign, I don't want her sitting in the seat. I mean, I look at the people she entrusted, you know, the Anthony Wieners of the world and the Uma Abedins of the world and the Podestas of the world, all of which are incredibly incompetent in my eye. I mean, you know, Anthony's whacking it to the Sims while he's getting classified emails. I mean, this is not something I want sitting in the Oval Office if that's the kind of decision-making process that's going to go on.
Yeah, I would say there's definitely some leaky parts of that campaign for sure. And if you look at the efficacy of it all, something left to be desired. By no means would I say that she made decisions that were worse off than the other Trump campaign on that side. I feel you look at the people that they were surrounded with. I mean, even right now with Manafort, like if Trump was hiring the best people, it's like, geez, these are the best people we could get. Dear Lord, let's help us all. I think on both sides, what it is exposing is a broken political system, and what it takes to run a campaign and get it up and running. Like, yeah, we're bringing a lot of people on board who maybe shouldn't be that close to power.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more there. I mean, so with that being said, we got one in power that is making questionable decisions. We have one that never quite got there, even though she felt she was going to be anointed. So aside from execution, how do we solve these problems?
I mean, these problems just being divisiveness.
I mean, how do we get on the same page as a country? Because it certainly doesn't look like we're capable of doing it.
I'd like to be optimistic. I'm not super optimistic. I do really hope. Like, in all of these times, we had a tragedy this week, and it immediately becomes a time to politicize it. I do think there are opportunities for the person that we look to, the Donald Trump, whether he likes it or not, we look to our president to be our sort of moral compass. And I think he is often turning things into divisive issues. He's attacking. He's putting people down. And I think that just starts to feed across this country. You see other late night hosts be the ones people turn to after tragedies to look for words of solace. And I think that's showing. A deficiency higher up in politics, both all the way up into the Oval Office, but other politicians who we should be looking to like help us with some of this moral clarity, help us with actual moves to move forward. Like, we are hurting. We have gun violence. We have giant mass shootings. We have a country that may want to do something about that. We have terrible terrorist attacks where we are confused, and we don't seem to have people who are able to take that confusion, take that anger, and take that hurt and pull us together to try to move forward. I think that it needs to start there.
Well, I think a little empathy throughout the world is necessary, but unfortunately there's a lot of bad actors on the stage. I want to keep you on schedule, my friend. First of all, you should have me on the show. I think we'd have a great time. Second of all,
come on by.
I'd love to. Second of all, give me more information so my audience can tune in and get it right.
Okay, good. It's called The Opposition with Jordan Klepper. It's on 11:30 Monday through Thursday, right after The Daily Show on Comedy Central.
I appreciate it. Social media, where people can reach out to you, or with everything that's going on, do you stay away from it?
Well, we got an at The Opposition show Twitter and Instagram page, and I'm at Jordan Klepper on Twitter. So reach out to me, and I'll block you immediately.
I appreciate that. I'll do that. It'll come at you as Bob Black. Don't forget to block me.
No problem. I'll note it right now.
Jordan Klepper here in The Attack, and you know, it's a good show. He's a funny guy. You know, and I'd love to get on there. We'd have a good time. Yeah, he might punch me in the nose, but we'd have a good time. I promise you that much. Anyway, let's tap out. We'll be back right after this short time out of Black or Not.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Yeah. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, app. I'll tell you, he's got a good perspective and he's a smart guy. This isn't just some bloviator going, well, okay, yeah, blah, 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 blah. He really cares about the country. You know, he's coming at it from the perspective of the left, which is fine. We're supposed to tolerate each other's opinions. And to me, I get that was the sense I got from Jordan, is the fact that, you know, he's more worried about the fact that we just can't have a conversation anymore, and just as opposed to whose side you're on, or, you know, whatever your beliefs are, whatever circumstances are, just can't seem to get it done, you know, and that's unfortunate. What was fortunate is that the city of Houston and the Astros won a World Series. Hello. You know, not so bad. Not so bad. It wasn't a classic game, but it was a classic World Series. It was a little anticlimactic last night in that, you know, it happened. And I'll give credit right out of the box here to Eduardo Perez from ESPN. He said it in his post-game and post-series evaluation. He said it this morning. And somebody with Houston caught it, and he was very specific about it. He said when Darvish was throwing a fastball, he didn't move his hand around in the glove, and when he was throwing a breaking pitch, he was playing with the ball in his glove to set the seams, and he tipped it off to the hitters, and they were aware of it from Jump Street. It must have been something that he was doing before that they caught on film, but they watched it at the beginning, and he lasted an inning and two-thirds, three hits, five runs, four earned runs, a walk, and no K's, and he gave up a home run. It was really the story of the game. And passionate about giving credit to somebody who actually knows what they're talking about when they start talking about, and I've heard, oh, Robert should have started, Clay should have, forget all that nonsense. Darvish was virtually unhittable on the back end of the season. He got off to a rough start with the Dodgers, but then going through the playoffs and everything else, he did the job. He deserved to be in there. He's a number one pitcher, in case you haven't forgot, in case you have forgotten. I heard we should have started Wood. The only unfortunate thing for the Dodgers is that he probably should have been pulled after the first inning because it looked like he didn't have it. You want to criticize Roberts? Yeah, okay, you can get him there. That's fine. You know, but let's not forget, too, in those first two innings, when Lance McCullers Jr. was hitting everybody, he hit the Bulls mascot. And if you don't know the reference, look it up. He hit four players in 2 1/3 innings. And he gave up three hits. That's seven base runners. Hello? Do the math. You lost the game right there. His stuff was so nasty that he had no clue as to where it was going. I'm totally serious. And it sounds like a contradiction, but it's not. His stuff was so nasty that he had no clue as to where it was going. The fact that McCann didn't have any pass balls was amazing in itself. Talk about a professional catcher. That's the story of the game. Inability to convert, and you, Darvish, tipping pitches. And, oh, by the way, George Springer hitting a home run. Terrific player. You know, you look at the rest of the lineup for them. Bregman hit .233. Altuve did not have a good World Series. Hit a .194. Correa was okay, .276. From there on, it all dropped. Their vaunted lineup died after that. But the Dodgers didn't hit either. You know, and aside from the slugfest, everybody who needed to come up big except for Jock Peterson didn't. Corey Seager didn't hit. Taylor, after the hot start, didn't hit. Turner, This is a very good Dodger team. The second best team in baseball. Second best. And it's going to sting, and it's going to taste lousy. And in reality, and I hate to say this because the season's a failure. And that's how they were thinking of it in LA. Now, I take the opposite perspective on that. The season is not a failure. But for the team that had the best record in baseball with 104 regular season victories, this season is a failure. They were geared up to go all the way. They knew they had the best team in the National League. And aside from that incredibly bizarre stretch in August, they played like it. And they have a terrific young core. Bellinger, Seager, Taylor, Puig, Jock Peterson, they're going to be there for a long time. But a couple of things did stick out. Kenley Jansen picked a bad time to be hittable in the playoffs. Now, yesterday he was terrific. And it was when it mattered. It was in Game 7, but the game was already a 5-0 game. Well, by the time he got in, it was 5-1. Kershaw was terrific in relief. 4 innings, 2 hits, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. But he got lit up in the game that mattered. Morrow had the one bad outing. He got his batter out last night. You know, and Wood did the job as well, closing it out in the ninth. But the Astros, with their limited bullpen and their bullpen, they got the job done. Peacock was incredibly effective once they pulled McCullers. Liriano had one hitter, got him. Davinsky had one hitter, got him. And they turned it over to Charlie Morton, and he was unhittable. And credit to A.J. Finch because he left them alone. He didn't decide to go matchup after that. He saw that Morton had it, and he left them alone from that point on. You know, look, he would have pulled him had he struggled in that last inning, but he didn't. And again, the Dodgers, to me, they have nothing to hang their head to the Chiefs and the Jets, and, you know, author of We Play to Win the Game. And he was 100% right. And he was talking about it with Booger McFarland. And he said, look, he goes, I hate confetti. And, of course, they had to ask him why. He said, because I've been on the field when the confetti was thrown. And it wasn't for my team. And Booger McFarland, who has a Super Bowl ring, said, I love confetti. And there's the whole synopsis right there. It is so hard to get to that position. And when you look at the amount of teams and the layers of playoffs that you have to go through in order to get to the top of the mountain, to just get into for an NBA championship, to get to the Super Bowl, let alone win it. I'm just talking about getting there. That people who do not play professional sports or who aren't around it, some of the people who are around it don't get it either, do not understand how difficult it is to get in that position to win a championship. Not win it, to win it, to compete for it. Do you know how many players go through their careers? And athletes do have short careers. You know, we talk about the ones that last forever who are legendary, but you talk about guys who are in the league 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. Of playing for a championship. Now they get well compensated, and most of them are able to go on with their lives, and they don't have any regrets and circumstances of this. But then you get those who are in these missed opportunities. And like I said, I just mentioned a whole bunch of the core guys on the Dodgers, and they were all young. And right now they're at home sleeping it off. West Coast time. They'll have their exit meetings tomorrow, but they are thinking to themselves, "Oh, we'll be back here again." They're ticked off. They're disappointed. Some of them are really torn up. Wow, that's loud. but they think they'll be back there again. Well, ask Dan Marino how that played out. Not always the case. And he was a young gun at the time. Let's tap out. We'll be back. We'll break down more of the game right after this timeout and celebrate a Houston victory. I'm Bob Black. This is a Sports Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Walgreens has good news for everyone who uses Medicare Part B for diabetes testing supplies. We've got your back, or in this case, your test strips. Walgreens accepts Medicare assignment and full coverage supplemental insurance, so you'll pay as low as $0 out of pocket, which is the same as mail order. Pick up the medications you rely on and save on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. This is The Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Henry Roberto on the West Coast. Like I said, huge show in front of us, Jordan Klepper in hour one. And we got all kinds of fun for you coming at you in hour two. And, again, you go to the World Series and it's a great achievement. It just is a great achievement. But when you lose, like the Dodgers did, and that's the mindset. You know, the Dodgers blew it, and they had the great, best series, and they had the best record, and they had, yeah, well, you know. I mean, it's, you know, it's so tough to get there, man. It's so tough to get there. And, you know, like I said last night, a little bit anticlimactic. It just, Houston took the lead early. They capitalized early. The Dodgers did not. Springer with the home run. And, you know, that was pretty much all she wrote. From there in, it was maintenance. And, I mean, when you look at it, it the throwing error by Bellinger contributed to the run. Sloppy. Bregman scores on the Altuve ground out. You know, again, good out in that instance from a guy that didn't hit. And again, station to station baseball. You know, you forget. Houston was in the National League for a long time. They've got speed and power on that team. They can play station to station baseball. They can play small ball. And then, but all of a sudden, boom, in the second inning, Springer homers and Gonzalez scores with him. And that's pretty much ball. Comes alive again. And I got to give a lot of credit to the LA crowd. You know, for an audience that's usually pretty blasé all the way around, they were pumped. And they stayed pumped. You know, that five spot in the first two innings took the juice out of them. But honestly, they stayed engaged in the ball game. But again, you know, you throw it in there, and it's nothing where you can break down yesterday's game and say, oh, well, you know. But if you want to break down the series, it was as good in an epic a World Series that I've ever seen. It was exciting. It's certainly in there as one of the best. And it was strictly the give and take and the ebb and flow of this World Series. Some games it was monster hitting. Some games it was monster pitching. But, you know, if you look at the overall, and all due respect to Cleveland, which played incredible baseball this year as well, the two best baseball teams matched up, which is not always the case, not only in baseball, but in many other sports as well. And, you know, when you look at this series overall, it was one to write home about. The ratings were good. Two states and two cities. Well, I mean, you know, LA didn't go through the wildfires. They did up north. But the state of California has certainly suffered. And we all know what happened in Houston. So there's a little extra motivation behind the scenes to do well for the towns. And it did bring out the best in these players. It was a hell of a World Series. We'll go break it down with our buddy Theodakis in hour two. So I'm going to leave it there for now. And we'll come back to it a little later. But I want to step into the world of basketball. And you know, we'll get to some football as well in this. Cleveland's in a little trouble. They still have the best player in the world in LeBron James. And he is. They have very good players on that roster. In Derrick Rose and J.R. Smith and Kevin Love. And they have nothing going on the inside. I got to tell you something. If I'm Ty Lue, Kevin Love is playing center for me. And I'm going to try to create mismatches there. Everybody's talking about, oh, the only rim protector they have is Tristan Thompson. Did I miss something? Because he's no rim protector. If you're going to go small, commit all the way. Play Love at the center. Get Jay Crowder into the starting lineup. Let Green be your first forward off the bench along with Channing Frye. And go to work. And D. Wade coming off the bench as well. That's their rotation. Of course, there ain't nobody else on that team right now. That's going to give you anything. And enough with the Kyle Korver crap. He's not that good. They're injured. They're waiting on their point guard to come back. I get all that. They're a bad basketball team right now. And LeBron's doing it all by himself. 33 points and 11. Efficient, but you know, don't forget, this is a guy too. He's a shooting guard who occasionally passes the basketball. He had one assist last night. The ball is in LeBron's hands, as it should be, and he distributes. But everybody's standing around waiting for their shot, and nobody's playing defense. You know, this is the thing, when a superstar assembles a team, and that's what LeBron did. He got a Derrick Rose who can't play defense because he's got bad knees. He's got a Dwayne Wade who, you know, again, God bless him, 17 minutes last night, who's on his last legs, who can't play defense. Do you understand this? He can't go to his left or his right anymore defensively. He had four personal fouls in 17 minutes. He can't guard the perimeter anymore. Jay Crowder belongs in the starting lineup. This is a guy that plays. And I'm not saying these other guys aren't trying. Don't misunderstand me. But Jay Crowder's a guy that plays defense. He's gritty. Go completely small. And when you match up against some of the bigs in the league, well, guess what? You're going to pay the price. They just have to hope that when Isaiah Thomas comes back, he gives them the jolt. Teams 130-126 and in that range. Because that's the only way they're going to win basketball games. Everybody was giving Cleveland the conference championship at the beginning of the year, and I was saying not so fast. Because I don't like the makeup of their team. They've got old legs. They still have the best player in the league. It's not like they're not going to make the playoffs. Playoffs? But they've got old legs. Basketball's young man's game. Except for the superstars. LeBron will play till he's 40. Guy's the best player ever. All due respect to Michael. He's a freak. And then you look at Indiana and look real close, because this is a Pacer team that's 6-3. Larry did a nice job with this roster before going out the door. And the bag of balls that involved the trade between Indiana and OKC, well, the bag of balls is playing pretty well. Sabonis is playing in the middle. Collison and Victor Oladipo. You know, Turner's hurt right now. He's not playing. When he comes back, it's going to be an interesting scenario. You know, the bench isn't great, but they're playing pretty well. You got Corey Joseph. You got Al Jefferson. You got TJ Leaf. They're not bad. Lance Stevenson coming off the bench. That's a pretty good core four. But, you know, somebody forgot to give Victor Oladipo the memo that he stunk. And listen, I'm one of the first to say I thought with his time in Orlando, and he didn't really get a fair shake in OKC. Russell Westbrook wouldn't let him play with the ball. But here he is at 25 years of age, second overall pick, 2013 in the first round. fourth year in the league, all of a sudden he's averaging 23-8. And he's mad. I don't know if he worked harder this year in the offseason or he decided that this was the year that all of a sudden everything came together inside his head. But I got to tell you something. He's hurting people. He did it in the preseason when they matched up. When they went to OKC, he played well there. Ain't no joke. And Indiana right now looks like one of the better teams in the East. And I'll tell you something else. Everybody who knocks the East, you don't know basketball. There's a lot of good young players. You know, Sabonis, just like his dad, can pass the ball. Okay? It's no different than Kristaps Porzingis. Here's a 6'11 guy who plays with intent, who in his career average assists, 3 assists a game. Right now, for the season, he's averaging 13 points and 11 boards. I get it. It's 9 games in. Okay? I'm not putting him in Springfield just yet. But this is a young, athletic team with some depth, with veteran leadership. You know, Thaddeus Young, who I've always liked. I liked him when he was with the Nets. Noise. He's in the league 10 years now. He's 29 years old. Solid, solid, solid. But like I said, Oladipo's a marvel at this point in his career. I can't tell you how angry he was after that trade. You know, we had talked about it with Pat Williams. They had high hopes for him. They just had to give up on him because they had hit that point where it wasn't happening. You know, and I get it. I completely get it. They're doing a hell of a job. Cleveland better look in the mirror because they got some things going on. And Ty Lue, start packing the boxes because I don't think you're going to be too long for the world. I'm Black. You're not. We'll be back right after this.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Go back to the attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto. I like this music you're using there, Robot. Do it over and over again. We got some new stuff, new imaging coming your way pretty shortly. You know, the aforementioned Kristaps Porzingis. Look, the Knicks are 3-4. They're not going to be as bad as everybody thinks. They're still going to be bad. But as they juggle this lineup and they're trying to figure out what direction they're going to go in the future, you know, because the future is not Michael Beasley or Doug McDermott or Lance Thomas. It might be Willie Hernan Gomez. Then again, it might not. But as they were getting blown out yesterday by Houston, a couple of things in mind. Tim Hardaway Jr., he's going to be worth the contract. He's matured. You can see it. He's got a couple things with the body language that he needs to deal with, and they addressed that yesterday in the broadcast. You know, when his teammates aren't getting it done, don't be staring them down and everything. You're not Michael Jordan. You know, Kristaps yesterday, 7 of 18, makes his free throws, couldn't hit the three-pointer yesterday. Wouldn't have mattered. But he had 19 points. Kanter's going to be a piece going forward. Where I was impressed with what Jeff Hornacek did, and I like the fact that management is sticking by him. Frankie from France, granted it was garbage time minutes, but they got him out on the court. He had 8 assists, 5 steals. This kid can play. The shot's a work in progress. He went 1 of 7. All right? But that's going to happen. And the second round pick, Damian Dotson, who can play and is going to play in his league in 17 minutes, 4 or 5 shooting, 3 assists, 9 points. You know, I get it. Garbage time. We're not putting them in Springfield. But all hope is not lost in New York. This hour, we'll come back. More fun and frivolity right after this short timeout. Do not go anywhere. I will bitch slap you into tomorrow. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A day later than originally planned, House Republicans today are now expected to roll out their big tax package. At the White House yesterday, President Trump called the bill a historic move to create massive tax cuts and reform. Democrats are already accusing Republicans of plotting big tax cuts for the wealthy. Investigators now say it's clear as day that the terrorist in Tuesday's deadly truck attack in New York is a follower of ISIS.
Prosecutor June Kim says Saifullah Saipov allegedly had dozens of ISIS videos and thousands of ISIS pictures on his cell phone.
Saipov allegedly admitted
that he was inspired to commit the attack by the ISIS videos he watched and had been planning this attack for 2 months.
Authorities say the terrorist suspect was motivated by one video in particular, asking what Muslims in the U.S. and elsewhere were doing to respond to the killing of Muslims in Iraq.
That's Scott Pringle. This is USA Radio News.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
President Trump responds to some reports about his mood inside the White House. He says he's not angry and frustrated. A New York Times reporter, Peter Baker, on MSNBC this morning explaining a phone call that he received from President Trump about it yesterday.
He's frustrated at this idea that he's sort of angry and throwing things at the wall or what have you. He didn't like the quote in the Post story that he's mad at everybody. He says, I'm not mad at anybody.
Today, the president's expected to announce his choice to succeed Janet Yellen as head of the Federal Reserve. It's believed he'll name Jerome Powell, a current Fed governor, to the post. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's case goes before a federal judge today in Washington. Manafort under house arrest since pleading not guilty to a 12-count indictment on Monday, largely for money laundering and other items unrelated to the Trump campaign. Today's hearing will focus on the terms of Manafort's bail conditions. The World Series went to the Astros last night, and this is USA Radio News.
The feeling of fall is in the air, which means it's time to pay extra attention to your skin. Beauty expert Cheryl Kramer Kay.
I'm loving Jergens Nourishing Honey. It's infused with orange blossom essence and honey, which has loads of antioxidants, plus antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties, so it's soothing to the skin. Honey is also a natural humectant, so it pulls water from the air and delivers it to your skin to keep it hydrated and nourished all day long.
Pick it up at Walmart or Target for just $5.99.
Police are still looking for a man who killed three people at a Walmart store near Denver last night. Police in Thornton, Colorado say the man with a handgun calmly walked into the Walmart last evening, started randomly shooting at clerks and at shoppers. They say he then walked out of the store, got into a red four-door hatchback vehicle, and drove away. Again, the manhunt for him continues. The CIA is releasing new files from the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound in Pakistan, and an online rundown of the files includes a 228-page personal journal from the terrorist leader. Navy SEALs killed bin Laden when they raided that compound in May of 2011. A man behind bars in California after he was found naked in a stolen U-Haul truck. Jason Campadonia has that story.
Witnesses started calling the cops early Wednesday after seeing the naked guy yelling and laughing by himself inside a truck in National City. Apparently, the guy was in the driver's seat around 3 a.m. and just lost it. 49-year-old was found by officers on N Avenue near 20th Street, and when they tried talking to him, the screaming just got louder. He was taken into custody shortly after. It's unclear if the guy was on drugs.
And a new beer that costs $200 a bottle is illegal in a dozen states. The Sam Adams Utopia Brew has an alcohol content of 28%, which is nearly three times the legal limit in many states. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Sports Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, and all around the country, all around the world. You know the drill. Look, if you got a device, whether it's an iPhone, an Android, laptop, you know, tablet, whatever the drill is, you're sitting at your desk with the clunky old PC, go right to the Listen Live button on the website, Sports Byline USA. Click Listen Live. There we are. And it's a beautiful thing. It's all about your radio listening needs and the way you want to hear this particular show or any of the shows here in the network. You know, you're working, you're on the go. It's radio on the go. Getting kids off to school, jogging, heading to the park, walking the dog, going to the gym, going to work. Yeah, work still matters. Got to pay the bills. But off you go and away you go. And that's a beautiful thing. And guess what? We're right there for you. Go to iHeart, go to Stitcher, go to TuneIn. You can listen live. You want to hear an interview that we did? And like I said, Jordan Klepper was terrific in hour one. Beautiful thing. Yeah, you're right there. And that's okay. Yeah, pick and choose. We know we only have you for a little period of time. Nobody's sitting down for 2 hours unless you're unemployed. And even at that, you're probably not listening for 2 hours. Yeah. Yeah. We recognize that. That's the way it is, way of the world. So we try to accommodate you, as well we should. All these interviews will be going up on the website that we're doing today. We got Sean Avery. That'll be fun. We have John Leonidakis. Talk a little bit about baseball since the season's come to an end. We still got all the postseason awards and all that kind of good stuff. But now that the season's officially over, that'll be fun. And no matter where you are in the world, it's never over if you're on the American Forces Radio Network. Sports year-round, all the fun, all the frivolity. Thanks for protecting our six. We get it. We appreciate it. You're away from home. We understand. Thanks, and thanks a lot. We're going to tap out. We'll be back right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Walgreens has good news for everyone who uses Medicare Part B for diabetes testing supplies. We've got your back, or in this case, your test strips. Walgreens accepts Medicare assignment and full coverage supplemental insurance, so you'll pay as low as $0 out of pocket, which is the same as mail order. Pick up the medications you rely on and save on all major brands, like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
All right. Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Senator Roberto spinning out there on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And as I said, Sean Avery at 25 after the hour, John Leonidakis at 40 after the hour, and that'll be fun. And, you know, look, this is, you know, time in sports where everything's kind of coming together. You're halfway through the NFL season. Basketball's up and going. And I always love those people that say, regular season, college basketball. I mean, professional basketball doesn't matter. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. And there's plenty of stories worth paying attention to. Right now, as I said, Cleveland Cavaliers being one of them. The, you look at the college basketball landscape, Duke ranked number one. We'll see. Yeah, it's all preliminary crap. Louisville is actually in the top 25, which, you know, as long as they have their players paid, that'll be all right. You know, they'll fall away after this and be a program that kind of disappears into obscurity for a little while. College football, of course, on the front burner. And in this segment, I just want to highlight a couple of games in college football and also the NFL matchup. So we'll be talking about that as well before we get to our two guests on the back end of the show. So we're going to kind of wing it a little bit here and just figure out what be what. Bills and the Jets tonight. This is an important game for the Bills and for the Jets to stabilize the season. I mean, if the Jets go to 3-6, and the Jets, to their credit, have been very competitive this year. They actually should be probably 5-3, but as losing teams are wont to do, they find way to lose games as opposed to winning games. Josh McCown has been pretty good. Going to keep himself in the league as a backup quarterback, as he should. But he's not your starter, but he's been, you know, he's been serviceable. But they're starting to catch up to him. You know, that pick that he threw against Miami to lose the game was just, ugh. That was why Josh McCown doesn't start. But with that being said, the Jets have been very competitive. They're at home tonight. You got the suddenly relevant Buffalo Bills. I'm always transparent. Did not think they were going to be very good. I don't like their quarterback. I thought with a young head coach that he would have to get his feet wet. Because, you know, that's the thing, and we talk about it here all the time. You never know what you're going to get with a young head coach. You never know what you're going to get with a guy who's never had the head of the class before, sheriff in town. You never know. But Sean McDermott has done one hell of a job. He's getting people out of the locker room that he doesn't want. He's getting quality return for them. The latest being Kelvin Benjamin for a third and a seventh next year. And, you know, look, the Bills are 5-2. I mean, right now, they're not going to be great draft picks for Carolina. Carolina's pissed off their quarterback because Cam wasn't happy that Kelvin Benjamin went out of town. You know, and what I do like, and this is where, you know, I will give credit where credit is due. You know, Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, they're in this together. Brandon Bean was with Carolina before he became the GM up in Buffalo. They are obviously on the same page on the kind of players that they want on this team going forward. The Puglia family, they're, to say they have a bad reputation as owners is to be kind. You know, they seem to be clueless in Seattle or in this case, clueless in Buffalo. And whether it's the hockey team or the football team or whatever the circumstances were. They hired Rex. They didn't go with him long enough, but they got rid of him. It looks like they got the right guy in place. You know, it's when you're new in the sports business, which they are relatively new, you're going to make your mistakes. See Jimmy Haslam. Boy, does he make a lot of mistakes. But with that being said, Buffalo's on a roll right now. Jets are division rival. Jets are playing tough. But McDermott does not seem to be in over his head. If they beat the Jets tonight, they go into a first-place tie with New England. They add a piece, so they're showing their fan base and the locker room that they are in it now and not just for the long haul. And I think that's where I think a great message is going across, not only to the city and not only to ownership, but to the players. They're not saying, we're going to pick and choose. We're in a rebuild mode. You know, Darius went west. Okay, that's fine. They still think they have the talent on the roster to win, and McDermott is accepting nothing less. You know, I loved his statement. He said, I don't know what's been here in the past. He said, what I do know is that we come out every week, guys work hard, respect the process, and put the time in. And guess what? Right now, their playoff drought in the NFL is the longest. But they're not looking forward to the playoffs yet. But they're pointed in the right direction. And I'll tell you something. And I picked them last week, and I shouldn't have. But Oakland, who is struggling and who bought into their own headlines and who them. That's a playoff team from last year with a quarterback that had MVP aspirations. And on a team that had Super Bowl aspirations. The Oakland Raiders ain't going to the Super Bowl. Buffalo whooped their hind. That 34-14 was no fluke. They're turning the ball over in a good way. They're plus 14. 17 takeaways. They've only turned the ball over three times. They're a disciplined team. Which, of course, is exactly what was lacking when Rex had them. So McDermott has harnessed all this talent. And they're going probably out with the foot. They made the deal with San Francisco quickly to get another cornerback. Muhammad Wilkinson has played three straight games, even though he hasn't been able to practice. Jerome Curley's about to get suspended. You know, Bill's got a few issues of their own. Richie Incognito, Jordan Pryor. Charles Clay's probably going to be out with the knee. You know, Matt Forte, who's become the conscience of the league, evidently, has said if they're truly concerned about player safety, they do away with the Thursday night games. Well, you know, for a guy who's been perpetually hurt his entire career, you know, if you seriously think not playing on Thursday nights is going to make a difference, you're sadly mistaken. I mean, look. Buffalo's real deal. They're defending at home. They can level on the road. It's good stuff. This is good stuff. Buffalo's fun. They're still going to get another quarterback. But it is fun. Wonder how they're going to handle that in the offseason. Little Tyrod. Anyway, let's tap out Sean Avery right after this short timeout. He'll be back to talk about a book or something, and we'll talk about it with him. All right? Don't go anywhere. I'm Bob Black. You're not.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. We welcome Sean Avery to the show this morning. How you doing, Sean?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
I'm good. Nice to have you with us. You're promoting a book. And why everybody's got a book, but yours seems to be a little bit special, and it's about your life. Why don't you talk to us about it a little bit?
Yeah, I had a 10-year career in the NHL, and certainly was one of the most interesting players, I think, over the last 20 years, 30 years in the league. I got into a lot of trouble, did a lot of things that I wasn't supposed to do, and somebody handed me Jim Boughton's Ball 4 2 years ago. And I read that book, and the seas sort of parted, and I realized I needed to do a modern-day version of Boughton's Ball 4. So I buried my head and went to work, and I think we've written a book that really hasn't been replicated since Boughton wrote it in 1970.
Well, you know, I love the fact you started out with this innocent little sweet title, Icecapades, a memoir of fast living and tough hockey. You know, it's funny. I loved you as a player. I'm based up here in New York, and you always reminded me of the guy that you loved him as a teammate, but, man, you hated him when he was on the other team because you just found a way to push the buttons. And that's really kind of been your career and, in many ways, your life, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I when I was 11, 12 years old, coaches, teammates, they always told me I was too small and I was never going to be able to play. And I had this chip on my shoulder. And I realized that if they left the arena thinking about how they wanted to kill me, then they stopped thinking about how small I was. So it was really a smokescreen early on. And then it sort of became my mantra, and it was the thing that fueled my fire.
Yeah, and fueling the fire, and for people who don't remember, the incident with Martin Brodeur and you calling out Tortorella and Tortorella calling out you, I mean, productive hockey player. When you needed to be tough, you were tough and you were an enforcer. When you needed to score, you were a scorer. You could score. It wasn't like you were without a skill set. It was just that, unfortunately, in some instances, either you wore out your welcome with the coach or the coach wore out your welcome with you.
Yeah, I mean, I think because of my skill set, that's why I was able to get away with so much stuff. You know, I think I always tried to stay one step ahead of certainly the league, and then the majority of my coaches I didn't get along with, and that's on me. But I will say that there's not a lot of good coaches out there. Coaches micromanage and they're very insecure, and I played for some great coaches like Mike Babcock and Scotty Bowman and Tom Rennie that understand that the players police themselves, and in those situations I always played my best. And certainly when I was in New York, the fans were my catalyst.
Well, part of that on this show, particularly with the NBA and the NHL, we call them DCs, disposable coaches. They come and go quickly. It really doesn't matter in a lot of instances who's behind the bench. And even if they succeed, they're usually not there for an extended period of time unless, they're one of the old legends. But those guys have all gone by the wayside. You've had an interesting professional career as far as hockey goes. You kind of have meandered to some places, but you seem to, when you land in a spot, do it with a lot of passion. And whether it's commentating or fashion or whatever the circumstances are, it seems to you seem to grab it by the reins and really want to ride it no matter what it is.
Yeah, well, what people don't understand is when a guy comes out of a career that lasted since he was 4 years old, now he's 35, it's going to take a little bit to figure out what he wants to do next. And the only way guys can figure that out is they have to try things. And that's the problem with players transitioning now, is they don't try things. They're too closed-minded, and they're not willing to be vulnerable. And I've done that for the last few years, and then certainly the writing bug caught me. And now it's this creative outlet that it just feels great. And what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to wake up every day and feel great. You got to do what makes you feel great. And we had this job that made us feel even more than great. We felt like we were jumping out of airplanes every day. You need to find something that replicates that as much as possible.
Well, you've been fortunate in a number of ways. And I liked what you did after you, quit playing. And you went with an advertising agency and a creative agency. In the Lippman Group. And my ex-father-in-law used to work for one of the biggest advertising agencies in the world. And it everybody has their own special niche, but it enabled you and it opened up doors to explore some of the things, as you said, that you were not afraid to go after, such as modeling and fashion and things along those lines. Why don't you talk about that decision-making process for a bit?
Yeah, well, one of the things, like, I was a very, very popular hockey player, and I wasn't a superstar. So obviously I was good at marketing myself. And if you can market yourself, you generally have good ideas about how to market other things. And that was a fun experience. The toughest part about that situation was, you know, working with others is not like working with others as a team. In a team environment, if your coworker is not working hard, you can ask them to fight and say, you know, let's go, pick up the pace. In the regular world working environments, that's a difficult thing. So that was a good stepping stone to understand, like, a situation that I thought I could excel in and something that maybe I needed to move on from.
I don't know, man. I've seen you fight. I think Anna Wintour would kick your ass.
Well, she could kick anyone's ass.
Hey, you know, talk about that. When you got out, did you find, because you were mentored a little bit by her and certainly you were involved with other people like the Hickey Freeman people. And, you know, did you find that there was a little bit of prejudice against the fact that you were an athlete trying to delve into different worlds? Or were you embraced by people that said, okay, this guy has an open mind, let's see what we can do with him?
I think it was always confusion at first. And then as soon as they saw that vulnerability, that open mind, it was always being embraced. Because, you know, generally, the human nature is we enjoy people that put themselves out, put themselves in situations that isn't the norm, and we embrace that. And I've always run into people and got good bounces where people want to help me in that sense.
Well, Sean Avery joining us here on The Attack, and you know, Sean, it's I appreciated something that you said earlier in the interview where you talked about not getting along with coaches You said it's on me, and you took the responsibility for it. Is that the difference between being a mature man now in his late 30s as opposed to being a kid? Because, you know, between the coaches and a couple of statements involving the personal life and things along those lines, you lit some fires under some people.
Yeah, I certainly did. But, you know, I don't run away from any of those things, and I own it all. I think that's the difference, and I don't blame other people. Generally, I really don't. Like, if I say something, I try and speak the truth, and sometimes that gets me in trouble, but I don't run away from it. Never. And I think that's, you know, you got to man up when you make mistakes.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and too many people try to shun it off on somebody else. You're not shy about being a bit of an activist as well. You've talked about marriage equality. You know, you've said publicly you have a lot of gay friends and you have no issue with it. You know, you also waited to settle down. I mean, before you got married to Hillary Rhoda, it was that all part of the maturation process? Did you feel the same when you were a kid about, you know, gay people or you know, open relationships or things along those lines? Or was it something that progressed with you as you got older as a human being?
Definitely progressed. I mean, I didn't know anyone gay growing up. And then as I became a professional and lived in Los Angeles and New York, I started to nurture these relationships with primarily gay men that were my friends. And then when someone asked me to do a PSA for marriage equality in New York, I said, yes, absolutely. As far as waiting to get married till I was done playing, I always had that mindset because I just seen so many situations where once that transition and not playing happens, life changes. And the divorce rate is through the roof for athletes, former professional athletes. And, yeah, I got lots of time in this world, and I wanted to make sure I do things right when I do them.
Well, and, you know, let's be honest about it. I've been in many a hotel lobby around athletes. There's just too much there in front of you to be faithful for most people.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta trust the situations and be realistic, of course.
You know, going forward, what do you see 10 years down the line for Sean Avery? What do you see 5 years down the line for Sean Avery?
Well, a friend of mine put me in a movie 2 years ago, and I was on the train ride back to New York, and I realized Wow, that's the first thing that's felt similar to playing at Center Ice in Madison Square Garden. 200 people are on set. All of a sudden, director says action. All the energy goes on to them. That's my focus moving forward, doing something in the creative space and you know, probably going to end up being either an out-of-work broke actor or a working actor.
Well,
I'm looking forward to it.
It's always nice to have a bit of a cushion from the former professional careers, but somehow I have a feeling no matter what, you're going to land on your feet.
Right.
Again, give us the information about the book and we'll let you go.
Icecapades came out last Tuesday. You know, major bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, independent bookstores, which is always great. And, yeah, it's a good read for everybody.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Sean Avery here in the attack. And let's tap out. We'll be back right after this short timeout. John Leonidakis, baseball, World Series, end of the season.
Walgreens has good news for everyone who uses Medicare Part B for diabetes testing supplies. We've got your back, or in this case, your test strips. Walgreens accepts Medicare assignment and full coverage supplemental insurance, so you'll pay as low as $0 out of pocket, which is the same as mail order. Pick up the medications you rely on and save on all major brands, like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24 Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24 Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24 Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, John Leonidakis here on the attack with us. You've been on before with the Sweet Spot season 3. It's a beautiful thing, but boy, season 2017 just ended with a bang in Major League Baseball, didn't it?
It was a remarkable World Series. It's good to be with you again, Bob.
Nice to have you. It. I mean, I heard people talking about it. Well, you know, if it doesn't go 7 games, it'll be a class. It won't be a climactic
you know, I was talking about Perez talking about the fact that evidently Yu Darvish was tipping his pitches and they were able to get on him early. But aside from that, what a give and take ebb and flow kind of World Series this was.
It was like a heavyweight boxing match. It was just a slugfest. Each guy blasting the other guy getting back up, coming back. This was a World Series where baseball fans got everything they could have hoped for, and they got it in spades, especially that crazy Game 5, which was a weird game. It was a great game. There were weird plays. This was spectacular.
Spectacular, yeah. And two teams that – and I've talked about this many times. It for the Dodgers, this is a season that it not only a bad taste in the mouth, but they will look at it as a failure, which professional athletes are wont to do. But in reality, I don't think anybody who's not involved in the sport world understands what it takes to get to the top of the mountain and compete for that final championship, cup, trophy, whatever you want to call it. It's not a failure to me, but I'm sure it will be viewed that way by many in the sports world.
Well, especially when you have the highest payroll in baseball. I mean, the Dodgers were the best team in baseball, at least by record, this year. And they were extremely deep, and they had good pitching. But they got handled by the Astros pitching staff. Cody Bellinger hitting 143, that's your cleanup hitter? They turned him into a goat. He did not adjust at all for the game. They handled Justin Turner, who's one of the game's most clutch hitters. The Astros pitching staff, their game plan, you got to tip your hat to those guys. Even if Yu Darvish was tipping his pitches, he had no command of his pitches. So, I mean, he was another goat, a $10 million goat on top of that.
Yeah, I'm not going to agree with you there. I don't. I think in this particular instance, he just got hit, tipping pitchers or not tipping pitches. But don't forget, on the back end of it, once he adjusted to L.A., he was dominant, and he was dominant throughout the playoffs. He just didn't have it yesterday.
Yeah, but the postseason is different, Bob. He's never been very good in the postseason, and certainly on the big stage, he had a terrible first outing, and he had just as terrible a second outing. So it's one of those things that's really tough to quantify when you have a pitcher that's as good as he is. But he's a little bit different kind of guy, and let's face it, he stunk it up.
Oh, no question about it. I'm not going to deny for the game he stunk it up. But, I mean, you want to pin goats. Well, guess what? You know, they're not there without him either. So, I mean, if you want to call goat, let's call Clayton Kershaw. I mean, the guy's going to the Hall of Fame. And yesterday, he pitched really well. But his postseason record shows exactly what he's been in the postseason, which is mediocre.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He was completely dominant in Game 1. But getting back to Darvish, they didn't really get him for the regular season. They got him for the postseason.
Oh, I agree. But he performed throughout the postseason up until this last game.
Well, up until, I mean... Both of his starts in the World Series were stinkers, and it's unfortunate because the Dodgers were an excellent team. They have so much depth, and they have a lot of other good pitchers, too. Alex Wood is a good pitcher.
Yeah, no question. The Houston story, however, you talk about the right balance at the right time. Best double play combination in baseball. You know, an athletic outfielder who sits at the top of the lineup, hits with power, speed, and is one of the best outfielders in the game. And then you talked about their pitching and how they pieced it together. If anybody was looking at the Dodger-Houston series, you would have said off the top that the Dodgers had the advantage at pitching, but it didn't turn out that way. Houston was the right team at the right time and, to me, the best team in baseball.
They were, and these were the two best teams competing. But going back to the Astros' defense, you just can't say enough about Alex Bregman. I can't recall seeing that great of a third base play in the World Series.
Yeah.
And I'm going back to maybe Brooks Robinson at the end of the 60s and the early 70s.
Yeah, Greg Nettles, too.
Yes.
No, I completely agree. I mean, it seems as if, and granted, they're going to have to pay people, and certain people are going to walk away. I was happy to see Carlos Beltran get a ring. They're geared for this next couple of years as being in this all the time, barring injury.
Yeah, they're young. They're athletic. They're great. And it looks like they've got a great esprit de corps. They seem like guys who enjoy being with each other. They got a lot of great team spirit. They sort of weathered the whole Gurriel racist piece and got over that. And Gurriel was real classy last night, tipping his cap to Darvish before his at-bat.
Yeah, that's, you know, and Darvish was classy, too, the way he handled it.
Yes, he certainly
did. He really was. So viewing the Dodger season as a failure, and to a certain degree it was, but you talked about youth with Houston. They're making the transition from the Adrian Gonzalez's and the Andre Ethiers. They've got a good young core, too, that should be back.
They most certainly do. They're going to work with Bellinger in the offseason to fix that giant hole in his swing. But the Dodgers are still very deep. Dave Roberts, I don't think, gets enough credit for the job he's done with them. He's gotten them to the World Series in just his second year managing the team. That's a lot of big egos to balance. And how the Dodgers handled the disappearance of Adrian Gonzalez, who sort of became the international man of mystery. Yes, he was hurt, but can you imagine having, you know, that guy's stick in a lineup? He's experienced and this and that versus Bellinger, but they left him off the roster, and it seemed like he pouted. He went off to Italy to help his wife get her business started. The Dodgers let him go. It's like, are you kidding me? This guy who's a huge fan favorite, who's been paid something like $180 million, is going to become a ghost when his team is in the postseason in the World Series, and he's not going to be there to support them? That was crazy.
Yeah, I thought that was really odd in itself, but I also think he's already stepped off the stage. I mean, the back injury being what it is, and I think he's done as far as, or at least he's viewing himself as done. I don't know if he physically is just not capable of doing it. And then the additional injuries, the thumb and all the other things that went along with it. I did find that odd as well. But then again, L.A. is an odd place. I thought Mattingly got hosed a couple of years ago by being moved out. But it turned out that they made the right move. And I agree with you. I don't think Roberts got enough credit for what he was able to do with this team. Because when you look at just sheer talent, you do the Taster's Choice test here, it's Houston all the way.
No, the Houston was just so impressive, and it was great to see them win for the heart of their city and everything that they've been through down there. But they're a great young team, and they've been really good the last couple of seasons, and they weathered three 100-loss seasons to get where they are. And don't forget, you mentioned Altuve on defense. Even though his batting average might not have been as high, this was really a coming-out party for him and what he did in the World Series, a little bit like Roberto Clemente in 1971, although Clemente had much better numbers. But Altuve, 5'6", one of the game's most exciting players and arguably its best hitter.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, look, he's going to win the MVP. They're going to split it. Judge will get some votes, but he's going to be the rookie of the year. Altuve is going to win the MVP, and deservedly so. And, you know, the thing that is amazing with me, he's the right-handed Joe Morgan. I mean, he hits with power. He hits for average. And even yesterday, you know, that out he made was a productive out that scored a run. You know, he plays that little ball that is so necessary that even when he's not hitting particularly well, he still produces and contributes in other areas of the game.
You know, you mentioned little ball. This World Series really reminded me, is like, what if Earl Weaver came back from the dead and managed these teams? Because Earl Weaver was not a fan of the hit and run. He didn't like stolen bases. His idea was, let's get a couple of guys on base and have a guy named Robinson hit one over the fence. It seemed like there was a lot of that going on both sides.
Yeah, no question about it. But when they did play small ball, usually American League teams are not up to it. Houston was.
They have a lot of team speed, and as you say, that's a young team, and I think their manager was very aggressive the way their pitching staff attacked their hitters. What the Dodger collective batting average in the World Series was 205, but again, their positioning, the way they played defense, they executed really well. The Dodgers got their hits, as we saw, you know, then 13-12 game in Game 5. But the Astros' execution, they really deserve to wear the crown of champion.
John Leonidakis here on The Attack. Let's talk about your ongoing thing, the sweet spot. You're saying things that need to be said in Major League Baseball. I mean, this was all well and good with the World Series, and it was an impressive World Series and everything else, you know, but it still has its issues. And, you know, a lot of that is in the demographic. A lot of that is in the marketing. They're having a hard time making this game appeal to a younger audience.
That's true. That's their core audience is age 50, male and white. And, you know, the issue of, you saw a great example of the exclusion of women from baseball again last night when you saw the, what was it called, the hit, catch, and throw competition commercial.
Yeah.
You see
yeah.
a bunch of girls mixed in with the boys, and what are most of those girls doing? They're throwing a softball or they're hitting a softball. This is just compounding the issue. Get girls involved in playing baseball, and you got to start. Yes, you start in Little League, but you got to have avenues for them to play beyond Little League, and that's where the big sort of cultural and social issue is. Because softball is such a gigantic institution, girls are just automatically shuttled in there, and they don't have a chance to grow and develop as baseball players. And that kind of stuff, like that competition, that just compounds the issue. Girls are not going to be able to get better at playing baseball if you don't let them play beyond Little League.
For you, how do they correct it?
Well, you've got to start at the grassroots level. Start girls' leagues. San Francisco's Park and Rec started a girls' league, and they started with, you know, maybe two or three teams. Now they're up to six teams, over 100 girls participating. That's what it takes. That's where it starts. You got to start at that level. I've seen young girls who had just gotten out of Little League and start to play sort of at the high school level, but amongst themselves in a girls' league or in girls' tournaments. They were really good. They had a lot of love for the game. Their minds were incredibly open in terms of learning and wanting to get better at the game. They just need the opportunity, and it's just been they've just been discouraged for over 100 years.
Appreciate it. Before we let you go, where can we find the 411 on all your projects?
Well, the sweet spot, our third season is now out on Amazon, and you can go to Amazon.com. In the search box, go over to movies and TV and type in the sweet spot. You can watch three seasons of binge-worthy content. And, of course, our most current season is Shutout, the battle American women wage to play baseball. You can find us there. You can also find us online, thesweetspot.tv. We're also on Vimeo on demand, and that means you can watch on your mobile devices, computer at home, and your smart TV as well.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the couple minutes.
My pleasure, Bob. Take care.
John Alina Dykus here in the attack, and good stuff. You know, good recap, and go check his series out. You know, most people are on Amazon at some point. Check it out. Well worth watching. We're going to tap out. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of the attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, thanks to Jordan Klepper, Sean Avery, John Leonidakis for coming on board. It was a full show, but a great show. And thanks to you for listening. You know, again, it's a great time of year in the world of sports, truly is. And, oh, by the way, Alex Correa proposes to his girlfriend on the field after the win. So that was pretty good, too. You know, one other story that popped out there is that Josh Gordon has been partially reinstated, or conditionally was the way that they worded it. Josh Gordon's one of the best receivers in baseball who is dealing with inner demons. He could play in Cleveland's final five games this year. Is he prepared to do it? Well, we're going to find out. He's been in and out of rehab since 2014. They've put very strict conditions on him. He's subject to testing. They could knock on his door at 3 in the morning. And Goodell said, you know, his commitment to sobriety and reaching his goals in football and beyond will determine his success. Ultimately, it's up to Josh, which is true. One thing that I do hope, though, is that they haven't put him in such a tight box that he feels like he can't live as a human being. And that's part of the problem for people who are trying to recover. And it makes for interesting conversation. We'll set that up a little bit for tomorrow. We're also going to have Danica Patrick on tomorrow, so we'll be talking to her as well. For all the guests, for Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you later.